Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. How do you make sense of a life that doesn't add up? You read promises of peace, yet you feel overwhelming anxiety. You believe in provision, yet your bank account screams lack. You claim victory, yet all you can see is the conflict surrounding you. The world presents us with a constant flood of physical truth. What we see, what we feel, and what we fear. And for many of us, that shifting, subjective reality has become the measuring stick we use to judge the objective, eternal Word of God. We use our experiences to edit Scripture, instead of using Scripture to interpret our experiences. It's time to stop judging the unwavering truth by your shifting circumstances, and start judging your shifting circumstances by the unwavering truth of God's Word. Get ready to see life from God's perspective. Let's join in.
Most people interpret God's Word by their own experience. They are thinking God's Word says one thing, but here is what happened in my situation or in my circumstance. If someone doesn't get healed, they make up their own theology and say, well, not everyone gets healed. But that's totally wrong. God doesn't say no to something he already said yes to. I'm telling you, it's never true. You need to learn to interpret your circumstances by God's word and not the other way around. You should never interpret God's word by your circumstances or by your situation. You need to understand spiritual truths and physical truths, because there is spiritual realm and there is physical realm. There is spiritual world and there is physical world. And in these cases, you got spiritual truths and you have physical truths. You need to understand them, my friend. Most of us have seen a promise in God's word and believed it to the best of our ability, but it didn't come to pass. You see, if we ask God for something and we don't see it manifest instantly, most people question why God hasn't answered that prayer yet. They do, I'm telling you. They assume that because they haven't seen or heard anything, nothing has happened. But my friend, understand physical truths and spiritual truths. Very important. Don't say because I haven't seen physical manifestation of what I'm asking or desiring, it means that my prayer has not been answered. That's not the case at all. There are things working in the spiritual realm that will manifest eventually in the physical. So you need to understand these truths. We need to have more faith in God than we have in a medical report or in a medical doctor or a scientist or an expert, you know? You need to have more faith in God than these people. So how do we harmonize the fact that God is true to his word even when it doesn't happen? The Bible says that let God be true and everyone else a liar. What God has said is a touchstone of truth, my friend. You need to understand that there are spiritual truths and there are physical truths. And again, there is a physical world and there is a spiritual world. You see, the spiritual world created this physical world. And there is a spiritual reality for everything physical. You know, when you read Genesis chapter 1, Bible says that God created the heaven and the earth. There was darkness, but he said, let there be light, and light came. Let there be water. Let there be trees and shrubs. Let us create man in our own image. You see, it's the spiritual that actually manifests itself in the physical. So there is a very good illustration of this truth in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. The Bible gives us a glimpse of this in that particular chapter with the story of Elisha. I think many of you know it. Let me read briefly some of those verses in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 8. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, And he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Verse 11. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Hallelujah. So you see, Elisha, the prophet of God, was revealing the Syrians' battle plans to the king of Israel. Every time the king of Syria tried to ambush the king of Israel, Elisha would warn the king of Israel and he would ambush the Syrians' ambush. You see, this happened so often that the king of Syria finally asked his servants to reveal who the traitor was. He knew that the king of Israel could not be maneuvering like that, you know. He knew, how can they know my battle plans? So he suspected something, that something is going on. He thought definitely there was an inside information coming through to the king of Israel. So when one of the king of Syria's servants said that Elisha, the prophet of God, was revealing the words that the king of Syria said in his bedroom, the king of Syria sent his arms to capture Elisha. Hallelujah. So when the Syrian army had surrounded Elisha, a servant of Elisha panicked and asked Elisha what they should be doing. That's the key point I want to stress in this message. You know, first of all, spiritual realm, God revealed all that to Elisha. So in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15, the Bible says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? He was panicking. He saw physically troops surrounding them. When Elisha's servant saw the Syrian troops, he panicked. He knew why they were there. They had discovered Elisha was the one telling the king of Syria's battle plans to the king of Israel. They were in big trouble, so he was panicking. So let's look at the response that Elisha gave in this particular situation. And that's recorded in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. And he answered, fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that be with them. Hallelujah. You know, people who don't believe anything exists beyond their five senses will say Elisha was lying, but he wasn't. There's a spiritual truth and there's a physical truth. But that's not the way it was at all. Elisha spoke the truth. Elisha told the servant, fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them. They that are with the Syrian troops and their chariots and coming for us, in the spiritual realm, there are more people with us. There were more with him than was with the Syrian army. I'm telling you, it's just that Elisha's forces were in the unseen reality, in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual world. My friend, angels are surrounding you as you go in back and forth. In your going out, you are coming in. There are spiritual guidance. I'm telling you, they are with you. So the key to understanding this is to recognize there is another realm of reality beyond this physical world. Those who are limited to only their five senses will always struggle with this. They think Elisha was lying, and indeed, he would have been lying if all that exists is the physical world. My friend, Not all that exists is what you see around you. I'm telling you, there's a spiritual realm and there's a spiritual truth. Bible says that the words that I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. You see? So things are working in the spiritual realm to manifest in the physical. You need to understand this. You could count the Syrian troops, yes, by their thousands. The servants could count them. He could see them with his physical eyes. And there was only Elisha and his servant there. But Elisha wasn't lying because there was another world of reality. So he wasn't lying. What he was saying is he believed the spiritual truth. And that would dominate your physical truth. If you looked at the whole picture, the physical, the spiritual world, then Elisha was right on. He was spot on. In the spiritual realm, there were many more horses and chariots of fire around Elisha than there were the Syrian troops. The scripture goes on to say, and Elisha prayed, hallelujah. That's recorded in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open my servant's eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Hallelujah. So my friend, there is a physical world and spiritual world, spiritual truths and physical truths. So in the natural, they looked completely outnumbered and doomed. It looks as if there was no hope. While it is true that things look that way in the physical realm, the spiritual realm reveals that powerful angels of God surrounded them. Elisha spoke the truth, my friend. Do not let what is happening around you overshadow you, dominate you. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire running by Elisha. That servant's name was called Gehazi. So Gehazi's physical eyes were already wide open. God was opening his spiritual eyes. He was able to see with his heart into the spiritual world, into the spiritual realm. And when the spiritual world was taken into consideration, then Elisha's statement was perfectly true. Those who see faith as an attempt to make something real, which isn't real, will always struggle with this. I'm telling you, those who see faith as simply making what is spiritual true a physical truth. That's what faith is. Those who limit truth to only the physical realm would have called Elisha one of those false prophets. But in saying so, they condemn themselves. They show they only consider what they can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel to be the reality. And that's not the case, my friend. They are what the Bible calls carnal. It happened to me several times where I can see into the spiritual realm. And I'm sure it has actually happened to many, many, many born-again Christians. So when Gehazi's eyes were open, the Syrians didn't disappear. They were still there. They were still there. I'm telling you, the physical truth was true. It was still true. But there was a greater spiritual truth that emerged. You see, true faith doesn't deny physical truth. It just refuses to let the physical truth dominate spiritual truth. True faith subdues physical truth to the reality of the spiritual truth, my friend. Yes, maybe the pain is still there. You look at your bank accounts and it's empty. But my friend, in the process of time, things are working in the spiritual realm that will manifest if you will not lose heart. The world is not just what we see around us. There's the spiritual one which actually had to dominate the physical, because everything you see in the physical has to come from the spiritual, my friend. This is a great example for you. And every time, pray that God would open your eyes to what the enemy is doing, to what he, God himself, is also doing, so that you can walk in the path that God has set for you. And if you have not received Christ, this is even not applicable to you. The first step is to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and his Holy Spirit will speak to you. He will reveal things to come to you, and he will guide you in this Christian walk. And so that's the best thing to do today. And if you are a Christian, I tell you, consult the Holy Spirit all the time, and he will guide you and show you things to come. That's what the Bible says. So if you want to receive Christ right now as your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.